Why is his doubt about that? Any alternative misconception? Why is he asking that question?
What?
So late? Why so late?
I asked you before.
What is late?
I asked you before.
He says he had asked before. Before also he asked, and?
Wrong.
I never got any answer.
But the substance that feeds the feeder, Sat-Chit Anandam. Three kind of things: existence and the conscious of the existence, of his own existence, and the fulfillment. This, the thing of the search of the pillar of the consciousness. Existence, the pillar of the existence, and the object of search of the pillar, thinker. Existence is matter, and chit means feeling of the existence, who can conceive of its existence, and who can conceive, and he is searching something, what he wants to feel, what he is compelled to feel, and what he wants to feel, that is higher. And what he is feeling at present, that is lower. Feeler in the middle, chit in the middle, in the lower level, matter. Now the subject is feeling the matter, but that he cannot satisfy him. What can satisfy that feeling, that is anandam, that is harmony, beauty, that is above. Three kinds of existence: sat, chit, anandam. Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. Shiva generally represented by consciousness, and the Shakti potency by matter, and the conscious of the potential. Consciousness of the potency is Shiva, the pillar, the person, and which can fulfill the search of the person, that is Anandam, Sundaram, beauty, harmony, love, three kinds of existence. Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram, Sat, Chit, Anandam.
Also,
that is anandam, that is full in itself, feeling, next, lower feeling, that is half, and the lower, mere existence, and the feeler, both existence and something more, conception, but not fulfillment. In anandam, both existence, consciousness as well as fulfillment. Three things there. Purnam. Perfect. So beauty, love, ecstasy, that is perfect existence. And the half is on the feeling. And there are neither feeling nor fulfillment. Mere existence, that is the rest, that is matter. Anandam is the king, and the pillar, the conception, is the servant, serving group, and the matter is the object of service.
Oshud, Maharaj.
Huh?
Oshud.
Oshud Nil.
Maharaj, he says, if the spirit is subjective, then what is the difference between the mind and the spirit?
What?
If the spirit is subjective, then what is the difference between the mind and the spirit?
Mind, Chidabhas, mind is the conception about the matter. And the conception of its own conception of the matter, lower things, and the conception of the higher thing is in the middle, and conceiving about the objective or lower things, that is mind. Aspiration after, I shall take this, I shall know, I won't take this. This sort of aspiration about the lower things, that is mind. Sankalpa, vikalpa, rag, desh, sympathy and apathy for material things. That is mind. And then the judgment faculty about this sort of decision, that is intelligence, buddhi, reason. Sankalpa vikalpa kātmakaṁ mana avnishcayātmika buddhi. This cannot be that, it must be this. This sort of reasoning is buddhi. Gloomy atmosphere, is it?
Yes, something. Maybe it will clear up as the day goes on.
Huh?
Maybe it will become clear as the day goes on.
The British, Portuguese, Africa. And French Africa. That Darlan, he was murdered treacherously by the British hooligan in the last Great War. When France was captured by Hitler. It was a very awkward position at that time. British and the French side by side at every place. They are fighting against the German party. But when France was conquered, the Prince Apparas again, he was the commander-in-chief. He ordered that all the French forces must come to German side. But they are living together at every port. Very difficult. The fight began somewhere else. Some French forces joined the British and some began to fight between them, come away towards German. A very peculiar, awkward position. And Darna, the next man to the Tintin or something. He went to South Africa to take the position. And he said much about in favor of Hitler. Hitler could destroy the whole of France, but he did not do that. He's a very generous man. He began to feel highly about Hitler. And then he was on British side. I went to see him and stabbed him in French Africa. Very sad things. Then ultimately when the German forces finished, the Bogol, he fled to England. But entering in Tung, the garden of Tung, by the village. Come home. Home is Vietnam. We are on misguided souls, lost children, you are outside. And suffering from punishment.
You are punished for your helplessness. I asked Sujit Maharaj to issue the next book as a search of the Lord for the lost
servants. The Lord's search for his lost servants.
Lost. Bloody search.
Yes, sir.
For the lost servants. Search of the servants for the Lord, for Krishna. And the Krishna search for the lost children, lost servants. Yes. Sanyasi. Sir.
That 1 to 100. One soldier to 100 of the natives can manage.
Gradually that began to decrease, and in a fight with the Sikhs, then the general reported, now the time has come, 1 to 1. Sikhs though defeated, but they retired in a fighting front, not fled, disorganized. But they retired by fighting. Facing towards the battle, and they went back fighting. Then they report went there, and now 1 to 1 from the other side. One British and one native, among the Sikhs. And they were both fighters. And they were on this side. They were on the right of the Sikh community. They conquered many Indian countries. They went to Pakistan, and covered that girl. And then, Kaliyur. Kaliyur, that was taken by Malaysia, from India. And then, and now they soon recovered. And now they were lost. What is the size of this union? And the price, surely, little.
Something more, what is not found here. The lower experience. I, as a master, want experience of this world as a subject. The Lord is over. That finished. I don't want to lodge it over anything in this one. This is also base in nature, that the master of these things, that is also to spoil one's birth, to waste one's time. To waste time. A spiritual student have such qualification. Discussed it with the world of three dimensions, such sense experience. No charm. I like to prepare for some more noble substance, association of the higher substance. Whether I get, I may not get, but my charm for this was finished for all. Don't want this. Lordship, I don't want. Lordship means connection with lower things. Lordship. Connection with lower things. I want higher association. Higher association. More civilized. Not so-called civilization. Higher civilization. Exploitation is non-civilized. It is mean attempt of the lower aspect of the self-ego. Higher association, nobler association. And so I am prepared to sacrifice anything and everything for that. If necessary, the whole life may be dedicated for such inquiry, for such attempt. Not to be master, but inquiry for the whole life, whole existence. God inquiry, Father, in connection with the infinite. That's what of the nature is necessary. Infinite cannot be finished within a miniature hour. So, more invention, more engagement. Wonderful. Experiment with the wonders. But not wonder or sense satisfaction. That is gone. That is finished. On the whole, the exploiting nature finished. If exploiting nature maintained, we cannot but be in connection with lower things. For dedicating, internal dedicating noble nature to it. Brought out from inside, in our nature. That is in our soul, within the soul, within the spiritual aspect of us. To connect with higher spiritual aspects. Categorical difference. A revolution in life. First, opposite direction. Opposite direction. Service. Service and enjoyment. Both opposite. Mahaprabhu announced, Jivi Sarubhai Krishna Nityadas. Really, a soul is eternally in subservient connection with the Absolute. That is his diagnosis. Give and have. As much as you can give, with as much intensity, you may expect to have, and so on. Give wholesale internal, and get the internal connection of the environment. Heart transaction. Give your heart, have the heart from the outside. Transaction of heart. Heart is our real self, the taste, not brain. Brain subservient. To find out the means to satisfy the heart. Brain has got no satisfaction of its own, not the person. Heart represents the person more really.
Madan Manohar.
I want to make you a question.
Madan Manohar.
I want to make you a question. How to start breaking the seal of the heart? The seal of the heart.
First, unconsciously getting Sukriti. And when that Sukriti comes to the tangible consciousness, it becomes Shraddha, faith. And with the help of the faith, the association of the saints and the scriptures, that help us. Saints. Saints have got that force. Those persons that have got that force, they are called saints, devotees. And their association, that force comes from the heart of the devotee to help the heart of the sleeping man. Just as one wakeful man can rouse another, rouse a sleeping man. A man is sleeping. Who can rouse him? A man who is awake. So he has got, who has got his heart awakened. He can help another heart to get out of slumber. So he can remove the seal of the heart, ego. So, and the heart is open. When the necessity is felt, one should go to such a person. Break the seal of my heart. Sadhu Shastra, the books concerning those instructions, especially the living person, the professor, the teacher, the expert, departmental expert, and the books concerning those facts that can help us. Mainly the expert whose heart is already opened, he can now help others to open their heart, break the seal. developed in Krishna consciousness, that is within, within the box, within the seed. Do you follow?
Almost. I try.
Oh, try. Sadhu Shastra. Passive, active and passive help from two sides. Shastra, scripture, revealed scripture. Something passive or active. This is saints. Heart open saints. Agents of the Supreme Truth. Who are wandering within the heart affairs, guided by the heart, inner heart, they move and live. Their business is such to help others to open their heart. They are in heart, engaged in heart transaction. Heart within, not outside this imitating heart of this world. A real heart in connection with the work in connection with the center, not any provincial interest. That we can come in connection with the wave of the center, Lila, everything for itself, everything for himself we can see, and we can be a member to that movement. Everything for Krishna, everything for the center, to fulfill the purpose of the center, to satisfy him. And our business is also sent persons like that. And we can see that there are groups in that department. That is a detailed affair. As here also in the land of exploitation, so many perplexing things appear. They are also like that. Santa Dasya Shukka Vatsadra Madhur, the five kinds. General, and then again subdivision in the particular development. So then, when we awake there, we have to sleep here. And we are awake here, we are sleeping there. That plane. Krishna contrast. Ultimately, everything is good, absolute good. By our separate search, we have detached ourselves from our higher position, absolute position. And that is due to our vulnerable position, tatastha marginal. We come from marginal position. So this difficulty with us. For years. Ultimately we are connected with eternal satisfaction. Really we are searching for that. But misguided. Something we try to acquire for satisfaction, but that is finished, ended. Many troubles there. So live that. In this way, searching after happiness. Everyone searching after happiness. But due to that false attempt, they are being disappointed. But when it comes in connection with a real agent of happiness, then he can help him really, and to go to the world of eternal satisfaction. Satisfaction, happiness, joy, ecstasy, who you want. But nothing with those short to go to Vishnu. But they can't understand that they are real aim is to search Vishnu as all pervading spirit. They can't follow. But searching the same thing, the satisfaction of the higher degree. But can't understand that the all pervading, all pervading principle underlying, that is the real object of our search. Can't follow. So they travel. So they will do search for the Vishnu. They are caught by the external glamour. And going somewhere and frustrated. Again going somewhere, again frustrated. This is the neither by enjoyment nor by retirement. The complete retirement in mukti, salvation, liberation. But that is not liberation proper. Because real liberation means to have desirable engagement. Self-determination is real liberation. Not to be resolved to zero.
Hegel says that self-determination means infinity, true infinity.
Self-determination. Self-determination, that is the real position of the self in connection with the infinity, connection with the whole.
But Hegel, he says that self-determination means infinity.
Self-determination.
Now, only infinite
that
things can be self-determined.
That is in relation with the infinity, with the absolute. Our function in the absolute conception, self-determination. The duty of the part in the whole, in relation to this, relation according to the guidance of the infinite interest. Not partial interest, but interest of the whole carried out by the parts. That is harmony, adjustment.
But only Krishna can be self-determined, no?
Huh?
Only Krishna can be self-determined.
I'll follow.
Only Krishna,
can
be self-determined.
All-attracting, who is all-attracting and giving existence and the position to everything by his attraction.
Hmm.
By the attraction, he is giving, he is the cause of the cosmos. By attraction, the proper adjustment is maintained by the attraction, central attraction. And the reaction coming, Krishna, and as attracting and then reacting, giving them their food, their diet, that is satisfaction. Not mere physical attraction, but supplying the food of the soul. Krishna means nirvritti, supplying satisfaction, attracting and giving reaction. Action, reaction. Reaction, that is feeding them, feeding with satisfaction of highest quality, absolute good, of absolute type, sorry, food of absolute type, that is satisfaction, wholesome satisfaction, sarvātmasnapanam. The whole system is being purified with satisfaction. Here, satisfaction means making pure, responsible of reaction. But there, it is service. Satisfaction means purification. Sarvātmasnapanam. Just as a man, when dirty, he takes a bath and then thinks that I am pure by taking bath, snapam, snam, taking bath. Here, Krishna consciousness gives satisfaction as purification. That enjoyment, that satisfaction does not have any doubt of reaction. There's more, rather more intensity to serve. That is purification. Krishna, Krishna attracting towards him, incurring current. And what is coming from that, the wave outside that is feeding them, supplying diet, and that is satisfaction. That is more serving attitude. Service means purity. Enjoyment means God. To find one's own existence in distribution, not in collection. Distribution is our capital. The tendency of distributing is our capital. We have to think like that. Everyone is distribution for others. Vaishnava seva, Krishna seva, Krishna seva. You are distributing, he is distributing, he is distributing. And we are absorbing here. Everyone is exploiting another, exploiting the environment. Have to distribute one's own self to the environment. Everyone is engaged there in that soil. That is very noble life. All eager to distribute himself for the environment, sacrifice for the environment. Just the opposite. And that is in connection with the center. The center is so. We can live in that plane of distribution, sacrifice, and there we thrive most. By giving, we get. Wholesale giving. And then we get also of that type. Here also we are giving some labor and we are getting some money. And by that we can enjoy, give and take. But not this type. Wholesale giving, which are not good. And to become a member of that eternal sacrifice society. And that is the wave, that is the current, most fundamental, connecting with the center of highest absolute love. Prem means to give. Love means to sacrifice, the basis. I love him, I can sacrifice myself for him. Love means sacrifice. The heart, sacrifice, nobility there. Not by robbing. Robbing is nasty. And offering is pure and noble. So the main flow of the whole empire is that of giving sustaining, sustenance. Sustain the whole place, contribution. Everyone is contributing. The main purpose. The purpose is the weave of satisfaction. Sattam, Shivam, Sundaram, Anandam. The beauty distributing itself. The Anandam distributing itself. Ananda, beauty, harmony, similar. Adjustment, samanjasa, samanjasa, tang vidhahachaka. Samanjasa means harmony.
Sannyasi.
Narayana in Vaikuntha, that is some calculated things. But in Vrindavan, in Krishna, that is without limit. No calculation. The sacrifice has no limit, no law. Reckless sacrifice in Vrindavan. Everyone is sacrificing recklessly in Vrindavan. As in Vaikuntha, proportionate, with consideration, vidhi, law, regulation is there. But in Vrindavan, reckless, self-distribution is done recklessly, without considering his own interest. And there is Krishna. Krishna is dealing also like that. Reckless, without law. That is prodigal's favorite. Prodigal's favorite. Prodigal is Krishna. And all are favorite in Vrindavan. So no limit of distribution. Reckless. But that is absolute good. Where recklessness, where? Nobility. No limit. And that is not, center is not.